The excitement builds to number one. We are at number four on the top ten countdown. A church song that's sang a lot, and it's just never ever paid much attention to how the song came about. The Church in the Wildwood. It's a song written by Dr. William Pitts. Him and his wife were riding a stagecoach through Bradford, Iowa. It's a song about a church in a valley near a town, though the church was not actually built until several years later. In the years since, the church had simply become known as the Little Brown Church in the Vale. But during that stagecoach ride to visit his fiancée and to be a part of that, the stagecoach stopped at Bradford and allowed Pitts time to wander the area and enjoy the woodlands. Pitts found particular beauty in a wooded valley formed right by the Cedar River. And while viewing that spot, he envisioned a church building there. And he seemed to be able to erase that vision from his mind. So returning home to Wisconsin, he wrote the song, as we know, The Church in the Wildwood. For his own sake, eventually saying to its completion, he says, I was only then at peace with myself. In 1962, Pitts was married and his wife moved to Fredericksburg to be near her elderly parents. And he was surprised upon his return to the area to find a church being erected where he had imagined it 5 years earlier. The building was even painted brown because that was the least expensive color of paint that could be found in those days. And during the winter of 1863 and 64, he taught a singing class at Bradford Academy. Pitts had his class sing this song at the dedication of that new church in 1864. It was the first time this song was sung by anyone apart from Pitts himself. 1865, Pitts enrolled in the Chicago, Illinois Rush Medical College. And to pay his enrollment fees, he sold the rights to the song to a music publisher for $25. He completed his medical education, graduating in 1868, but the song was again forgotten. Nearing the 20th century, small as Bradford was, it declined. The village had been passed by new railroads. Find it interesting. Now we have interstate highway passing little towns, and here a railroad had bypassed this little town. 2 miles to the west, there was a flour mill in New Hampton, Iowa, and it was located along a bigger river. The town was at once the county seat, but population was steady in decline, and the church had grown neglected. In 1888, the church was closed. Number four in our top ten countdown, Church in the Wildwood.
There's a church in the valley by the wildwood.
Good.